Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
First down from the Chicago 30. Punch formation right. Caleb Williams in the gun with one back. Swift. Here's the snap. Here's the pass to Swift, and he's knocked down by Petrie. What a blast in the backfield.
What recognition by Petrie. Recognized the formation and played fast, and as soon as the ball hit the fingertips of Swift, Petrie was there. Man, is he having a good year.
That's a Stafford stick.
A Stafford stick.
Stafford stick.
Balls. Yeah, that's wild. You heard the way that the ooh, just see that almost.
You could
nasty.
Hear the hit.
Yeah, you could. That is before we became more enlightened as a football public. That's what we would have called getting jacked up.
Yeah.
You got Lopez. You got Figgy Figgy. You got myself, Reginald Atitula. All right, man. I'll put my hand up. I've been a little more negative than you should be on a Victory Monday. So let's talk about who. Who played really well in the course of a Texans 19-13 victory on Sunday Night Football versus the Chicago Bears. And we got to talk about that man right there, Jalen Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give him his flowers. Got to. I know that B. Scott very early on was this like, oh man, this might be one of the best games that he has played in a Texas uniform. And absolutely, right? One of the things for me with him was what is one of those watchwords that D'Amico has for his team? Physicality.
Yeah.
And he embodied that to a T with that play, but you saw all around the field, it wasn't just him, but he definitely stood out. Number 5 stood out for giving that physicality and bringing that to this game.
I mean, he's found a home. You know, we wondered about how, you know, how they were using him during camp and preseason, and is this going to finally work? Well, breaking news, it works. He looked the part, and great analysis there from Andre Ware, because it was a recognition play. It was a scouting. I've watched film. I know what's coming. I know what they do when this play is called, and didn't even hesitate.
Yeah, I will meet you there.
Yes, it was very reminiscent of the Christian Harris play on the interception. We heard the mic'd up stuff with D'Amico. Hey, if you see this, do this. And he got that big interception against the Browns. Very reminiscent of that. But it's one thing to have all these things in your mind, but to have it as second nature where you're not thinking about it, so you're not going slow. You know, I mean, he went because he'd practiced it, he'd scouted it, he knew what was coming.
Yeah, it's what they talk about is just read and react, where you're not seeing the gears turning, you're not thinking, right? You've done the work ahead of time, trust the instincts.
Yeah.
That was instincts, and then that allows you to play fast, play physical, and that's exactly what Jalen Petrie did. So I wanted to give him his flowers. At one point during the game, B. Scott turns, like, who do you think was the best player of this game? And the one answer I had, Derek Stingley. Because Stingley was hooping in the course of this, man. Like, again, early on, and this was a question that we had earlier, is like, is he going to travel at all? And in this game, buddy, he was plastered to number two, DJ Moore, and he did a fantastic job, ultimately also coming up with an interception in the course of this. We'll pair this with another one that comes up in Kamari Lassiter. And ultimately, you got to come around and say, hey, remember how we were talking about the idea of a turnover defense? It's here.
Yeah, it's here. It is here, and Derek Stingley. You know, you mentioned earlier, and it got me thinking that maybe they'll travel him a lot. Maybe they won't. Maybe it's a team like this that has one real threat. Eliminate that threat, and you get better. But I'm also starting to wonder. Maybe they do just pick out a guy. You know, no matter, even if you have two or three big time opponents, like their best receiver, and say, go with him.
Yeah.
Go get him. It's going to be interesting to watch. And you also just said, you know, who was the best? Derek Stingley is absolutely a good choice. Not my choice. My choice is Henry To'oto. Like, that dude was a monster.
Yeah.
And that's not something we've ever said about Henry, ever about Henry. He's had some decent games. He's made some plays. He led the team in tackles. He had a tackle for loss. He had a sack.
That's correct.
He was really on the field, you know, that much, because Christian Harris is out, and just absolutely rocked the Bears, like continually rocked them. And also, similar to Jalen Petrie, there was no hesitation in his steps.
No, you can see that he's gotten real comfortable with this. And so you can tell he's getting to a place where he's trusting what he's seeing as well, right? Because that was one of the issues in some ways, that you end up like half a foot away from where you needed to be, and that also put him in a place to miss tackles.
Yeah.
That was one of the issues. When you're in the right spot, it makes it easier for you to complete those, finish those tackles. He did that in another way. He was another one that had that physicality in the course of it, and it makes it so that you're not doing nearly the same amount of, imagine what Christian Harris looks like when he gets back, because you can do that. Mm-hmm. And that does get the blood pumping a little bit, but also it does not feel like you are longing for Christian Harris to return because of a deficiency of some sort. Henry To'oto stepped up to the plate in a way that absolutely has to be applauded.
13 tackles all over the field. And so, you know, it kind of pulling the curtain back, you know, once we do a show, I start deleting all my messages and notes from the previous day. I didn't delete this one, though, because this is what I wrote on Friday when we were talking about the keys to the game. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are going to be key. If they go off, it's going to be a long night for Caleb Williams. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter went off. I mean, they went absolutely off.
Yeah, and I thought they went off to the degree of, it was real cute. They got matching sacks, right, just from different sides.
They met
of the field.
At the quarterback, literally.
They sure did. One of those as well. Let me get this one here. This is Will Anderson going and tattooing number 18.
Third down and a long one at the 41-yard line, and Carter checking in late, stacks up with DJ Moore wide side right. On third down and short, Williams shotgun swift to his left, Adunze short side left. Williams calls for the ball. Play clock running down, leg down. Williams fakes the give, and he's sacked! Eaten alive by Will Anderson
Jr. That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, he just engulfed him. I mean, he went just gobbled him up.
Eaten alive.
You couldn't even see Caleb Williams after Will got there.
Yeah, man, and Danielle Hunter gave you one from the other side. Yeah. Those were hits that you started seeing coming. Those were, oh, no! Yeah, yeah. Like, you almost wanted, like, you know, that was a, Ricky! Like, you are in danger. How do you not see this? And it was beautiful to see. We talked about that particular matchup for me on that right side with Braxton Jones, their left tackle. I was like, oh, he that's food over there. Yeah. And they did what they needed to do coming up and getting those sacks, but also just constantly applying pressure. Those guys, they deserved it after week one, where they had to, you know, be a little more conservative and making sure to keep contained. They got to go feed.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Today.
They just made life so miserable for Caleb Williams. It was ridiculous. I want to say Caleb Williams, yeah, here it is right here. They had 12 pressures and 5 sacks on blitzes, which, by the way, let's say that D'Amico Ryans hooped because D'Amico Ryans in his DNA doesn't really blitz a lot. Well, they blitzed a lot, and they got 12 pressures and 5 sacks out of it. So give it to D'Amico Ryans as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was really – I mean, I always think of it when you have a rookie quarterback that one of the opportunities is go heat him up. I thought with Caleb Williams, it'll be interesting to see if they decide to do that because of his ability to escape. And, boy, did he do that. Yeah, I know that Danielle Hunter talked about it a little bit because you had the picturesque instance of Danielle grabbing a fistful of jersey and Caleb still getting free, and he was like, man, that guy's got strong legs. But even with that, they were not afraid to go and rush him. Now, there wasn't one instance where you had an opportunity to sack him because you sent 6. You still happened to let a little bit of space where Caleb got through. There wasn't as many of those as there was Caleb in trouble, fighting for his life, dancing, where there was one of those where he almost got free and still, because it was just so many people, he could not get there. They sent pressure, they heat him up, and you saw that was an effect on him. So, yeah, definitely shout out to the man calling the plays.
And Matt Burke. I always want to give Matt Burke credit, but, yeah, they blitzed 42% of his dropbacks. That is the most, if you're wondering, that a D'Amico Ryans defense has ever blitzed.
And that led to a pressure rate of about 48%, which was very, very high. Fantastic job by the defensive line. I do want to go back a little bit. Actually, no, let's go forward because I can't forget this man, and I want to make sure that we give him his credit here as well. Can you give me cut number 32 here, Fig? It's not the one that I was looking for because it wasn't the longest one, but this man that they call Emi, he hooped.
This is big for a 2-score lead early in the fourth quarter. Weeks with the snap, 53-yard attempt, right hash mark. Here's the spot. The kick is on the way. Plenty of leg, and it's good. Fairbairn hits it again from beyond 50.
The guy is 2 weeks in, a long way to go. It could change. The best kicker in the NFL. And I know there have been some great ones.
Hey, Justin Tucker falling off, man.
He has. I know Butker.
Washed up.
I know Butker has done his thing.
Yeah, he hit his game winner up there. That's cute.
Yeah.
How many 50-yarders you got, though?
Six. You got six?
You got six of them things?
How about a 59?
Kaimi got six of them things. Yeah. 7-7 on the season. Six 50-plus yarders. Kaimi Fairbairn is indeed the only kicker in NFL history to make at least 350-plus yard field goals in multiple games throughout his career. If you're scoring at home, he did it in back-to-back weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever done them in two weeks in their career. He did it in back-to-back weeks. Plus, he's the first kicker in NFL history to make 5-plus 50-yard field goals in a two-game span. Like, he is Johnny on the spot. You need him to
he's
be
winning
there,
the games.
And he's there. Yeah. The leading scorer for your team, especially, and it's huge, especially in an instance where this is where you definitely lean into the idea of, hey man, when you just need to win, if the offense is doing things where they're shooting themselves in the foot, where you know they're not necessarily getting themselves, just get anywhere near close, get us any semblance of close, and Kaimi will give you an opportunity to put points on the board.
I mean, there was one, I believe it was after the review that the Texans won, but they didn't, where. How many times have you been like this? It's like pushing 60-something yards, and I'm sitting there going, kick it, kick it, because he's gonna make it. Like it was, that's the confidence you have right now in Kaimi Fairbairn. The guy is just nails in every sense of the term. Now we're talking about who hooped, and this
a lot,
is almost,
a lot of defensive guys.
A lot of defensive guys. It stands to reason. Two that for sure. I know one you're thinking of. Kamari Lassiter, just the way that he can make a play on the ball is just uncanny. And then this guy that we're just every week taking for granted, that's Mario Edwards, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Edwards just pushes the pile, makes tackles, got another sack. I mean, those two guys, you can't forget what they're doing on the defensive side.
Oh, that's a great point by the man, T. Mill. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
Yeah.
He said, don't forget, Kaimi would have had an eighth field goal if they didn't botch the first end of the first half last week.
Yeah.
So, but yes, Mario Edwards, he steps into, he's doing next man up stuff where we almost forget he's next man up, right? Danico Autry is out for the first six games of the season, rather. And it's been no problem. Mario will come in and do what he needs to do, and he has. He absolutely got to salute that man, applying pressure from the middle of the field to the point where I really hated that, what was it, the unnecessary roughness penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Up the middle, because it just felt like, hey, that's a great great play up the middle. But, yeah, Mario Edwards definitely deserves credit. I want to give an offensive guy a little
bit. I do, too. I was saying, who are you saying?
I wonder if it's the same one. It is wide receiver one. Nico Collins, right? Like, it just he
wide receiver one.
that is the caliber
until
of play.
Further notice.
That is the caliber of play that you are getting from Nico Collins. Nico Collins, quiet as is kept in this game, 135, 10 targets, 8 receptions, and a touchdown. And the thing about it is, it's just so damn smooth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's running what slants, posts that look. Real simple, just getting inside, but he has so much, like, in addition to the big body, speed, fluidity, grace, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm putting together a perfume commercial with these adjectives that I'm using. But, like, all of that comes together in a way where he feels undeniable, you know? And I love that. Obviously, CJ has a ton of targets that he has at his luxury, and it feels like Nico Collins is one that... It's just always there. He talked a little bit about like the building relationship that they have, and it just feels so smooth that you go Nico CJ to Nico, easy money.
Yeah, and CJ said after the game, he's our I'm paraphrasing. He said he's our version of Andre Johnson, lofty comparison there. But I'm gonna add one on the offense.
Please do,
and that is one CJ Stroud.
Yeah, fair enough.
One fair CJ enough. Stroud. I was just, I mean, I was sitting next to you at the time, and that one play that he made, but he made several where, especially in the first half, you know, things kind of bogged down in the second half. But you're like, normal quarterbacks don't even come close to making that play. Like he's an abnormal quarterback. He's a special quarterback. Like the plays that
he's different.
He's just, it's mind blowing the plays that he can make and the places that he can put that ball, man.
Yeah, the play that sticks in my mind, and maybe it's just because I had the end zone view hanging out in the suite a little bit, was the play where it's kind of broken. He's making something happen, and he spots Tank Dell before Tank gets open. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I'm with anticipation, and if Tank catches that, it is a go away touchdown, right? Yeah. He's just out in the open, over the top of the safeties. It's about to be an out and out touchdown, and it's just one of those things where you get a different perspective of it, and you're just like watching him make magic. We are watching a dude make magic on the regular.
Yes.
And it really is a beauty because not only is that something special in the NFL, period, but again, this is where I'll go back to the thing that happens in the NBA, especially with Jason Tatum, where he's only 19 years old. He's still in his second year. And just at the beginning of it, too, right? Like, the expectation that he's going to do this, that's where it is. It's an expectation. It's not just, oh, wow, this is found money. The expectation that he's going to do this, the weight that carries, it's immense. Like, we shouldn't forget that, and he delivers every time.
Time and time again. It's incredible what the Texans, what you have, Houston, at the quarterback position, even on what largely will be considered, they were all right. You know, they struggled a little bit on defense, and he was incredible.
Yeah. So shout out to the 713 CJ when he scrambled. Other coach, where's Nico? Yeah, that's what you need to be on. Shout out to our guy Derwin. Yeah, like, you absolutely need to be on, because they have such an immense relationship. It just, when CJ gets open, he knows that he's going to find Nico Collins. There's a lot of guys to shout out.
Yeah.
When we talked about who hooped, I love that, man, because they deserve it, man. It was a fantastic game for your Texans. 19-13 is a victory. 2-0 is the score in favor of what's happening. I didn't even get to this one, so you will get to use this as we move along in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Lunchtime confessions coming up. A little bit of an audio spice element is coming from Lopez. If I could tease that, make sure you stick around. We'll do it next.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
What's that stat you just gave me on Will Anderson?
Yeah.
Say it for the whole class.
I'm being a jerk. I'm keeping all the good stats to myself. So Will Anderson Jr. finished with a team-high 9 pressures and 1.5 sacks, 35 pass rushes, including 4 quick pass rushers, or quick pressures, rather, and 3 entirely unblocked pressures.
9 pressures.
He was eating against Braxton.
And as
Jones.
Vandermeer said, and I said earlier, I hadn't heard the call, to be honest, I thought he ate a dude. I thought Danielle Hunter ate a dude as well. Just
same dude.
Swallowing up Caleb Williams the way they did. But here's my first confession. Will Anderson is an absolute joy, people. He is an absolute joy. He's always seems to be in a good mood off the field.
Yes, he is.
Always very candid and captivating. And so he was asked who had the hardest hit of the night.
Petrie. No doubt, man. Petrie. He has a condo in the trenches, man. He likes to visit down there every now and then. We let him come down there, hang out with us, man, and stuff like that. So we love him, man.
I like that.
He's got a summer place.
A condo in the trenches.
Condo's a good way to go, though.
Yeah.
At least it's not a timeshare.
You say he like to visit once in a while.
Yeah, he just got a little place, down in the trenches. It's just a pleasure to be around Will Anderson. And that dude, he's got several plots of land. He's got acreage in the trenches. he's got a whole lot of area there in the trenches, and he was a terror.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I just got a new confession.
Hmm.
You remember on Friday we had on the YouTube a Bears fan. kind of talking.
Oh, yeah.
Chili Block Trading has returned. And my confession, I did not expect Chili Block Trading to come back through. So shout out to you on the YouTube. Congratulations, Houston's, on the hard-fought victory.
Now, that's respect.
You guys have a well-coached
team. My man
team
got heart.
Yeah. That plays hard for each other. Absolutely do. Appreciate you jumping back in and saying what's up. Also, I just did not anticipate that there being that many Bears fans. I guess if you show up to the game, you got to have a level of belief in your team. But they really did expect to go out and beat the Texans. And if the Texans did not shoot themselves to the tune of like 100 and something penalty yards, I don't know where that necessarily was. I don't know if that was well placed.
Yeah. It was a lot of fans there. It was a terrific game. Shout out to him for taking the bullet, so to speak, and being the bigger man. It was tough if you were a Bears fan in the end because you thought you had a shot.
Yeah, Tom about to start a ticket for Eberflus, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because was expecting him. Remember, that was the highlight of the offseason for them.
Mm-hmm.
They was expected to make the playoffs.
Yep.
So I don't know what's going on after that.
Well, and we'll see.
Apparently, the people that are saying that the Bears lost to a Super Bowl contender in Chicago. So
good.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm good with that.
I really enjoyed the roof being open, man, especially for a night game. I got to confess, the next time they have a night game, they should have absolutely had the roof open.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm talking about if the weather is good and all that stuff. If it's raining, of course not. But if it's a perfect night, they should absolutely have the roof open every single time.
It was muggy. Not gonna lie, but
wasn't too bad.
We're Houstonians, right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's like going to a open roof place, like somewhere else, man. Like sometimes it'd be a little warm. It wasn't unbearable or nothing like that, but I thought it was perfect.
I have a question for our listeners. I'm glad you brought that up before I get to my next confession. Somebody texted me that the Coast Guard flyover wasn't exactly over the stadium, and it was well after the anthem ended. We were in the press box, so I didn't even see it.
I couldn't get a good look at it.
Was the did they miss? You were in the press box. No, where were you?
I got there a little bit late, so I got in as they were finishing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, fig.
So I totally missed it.
This might line up nice for you. October 31st is where. Oh, never mind.
That's in Cotton City.
Yeah. 713-572-4610.
They do have another Sunday night football game against your Detroit Lions, Lopez.
Oh, man. They ain't my Lions that night.
Yeah. November 10th.
Yeah. Got to be open.
Yes. If it's nice weather, no rain, and not too chilly and all that stuff, not too hot, open the roof.
It is confessions, and I just have to be honest. I got home last night, sat in my chair, turned on the TV a little bit just to kind of wind down, and I thought to myself, I'm washed.
Yeah.
I am washed. In terms of, it didn't help that I had shoes that were a little tight, and we were walking all over the place. I mean, I was all over the stadium before the game. We were tailgating. And then you're running out to the parking lot trying to beat traffic, which I didn't, and all that. And I sat down and I'm like, I love what I do. I know we're going to bring it tomorrow, which is today, and all that. And you get that adrenaline rush. But in that moment, I said, I'm washed. That was tiring. I'm actually a little sore.
You're not the only there's a lot of folks that with the primetime game, like, that's also one of the, it's primetime for everybody, and that just that shifts everything back, including post game show, which of course Sports Radio 610 got you covered, right? Like all the way till 1:30 apparently. I say apparently because God knows I wasn't up. The fellas had you, so shout out. I want to take this time to salute obviously Clint and Sean
for, and our program director,
up
till 3:30.
Man, so shout out to but Sean especially turned back around in a couple of hours after just a little bit of sleep to make sure he had
to do a two-hour show,
the show going
and the podcast after the
show. Right,
you know how there are things in our lives where you say, I don't know how I did that, like whether it's like when you played football in high school or whatever, and like, I don't know how.
Pulling all-nighter for a whole weekend.
Pulling all-nighter, all that. I used to do pre and post. I don't know how I did that, because last night I was washed. I was just a vegetable.
Well, you made it.
I made it. We're here, and we're excited, and we got energy today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Before I get going, Lopez, you got change for 20? I thought of this last night. After the noon slate. I'm so happy to be here and not in Dallas right now. Oh my goodness. Like, after that shellacking that the Cowboys took.
We've been there.
I was like, yo, I am so happy to be in Houston right now with like the positive energy, the excitement that there is for this team compared to just the outright apathy that I know that them boys in Dallas are facing right now with that fan base.
Yep.
With all of their playoff lack of success, and then going and having the Saints walk in with Derek Carr at 33 years old, finding himself, right, apparently deciding, oh, I can throw the football, and then throwing it all over you. I'm sure it is toxic up there. Not down here, though. Not down here, though. We having a good time.
It's a mess up there, man. Yeah. It is an absolute mess.
What's crazy is that was probably the worst team they could have lost to, man. Mm-hmm. Because those New Orleans Saints fans are
Did you see
crazy.
The parade?
Obnoxious is the word that you use? Is that what I heard?
I'm trying to be nice because okay, I don't need nobody hit me.
I was just trying to make sure if I heard right. I'm not saying that. I just wanted to hear.
Two of the most craziest fan bases in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they was getting blown out like that. Oh, my goodness.
They had a parade around AT&T. Did you see that video?
No.
Like, it looked like thousands. It might have been hundreds, but thousands of Saints fans just...
They went Wall of Jericho on it?
They just did a little... They had tubas and everything. And by the way, you got to be a really good fan to take a tuba to a road game.
Oh, so they did like a second line.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. I was trying to remember. They did, like, all the way
for
around.
For the Cowboys fans, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, that sounds cool, though. If you're a Saints fan, that sounds real cool.
They had a parade, man.
As much as I like the primetime game and just being in the spotlight, I gotta confess I was a little bit antsy after watching all of these slate games leading up into the primetime game.
Yes.
Because it seemed like all the teams that we thought was gonna be good just kind of fell off. Like,
oh, you thought, oh no, here come the Texans.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this is a wonky week too, man.
Ravens lost.
Yeah, yeah, Ravens lost. The Chiefs probably should have lost.
Yeah.
It was just so many teams that just
Niners lost.
Yeah, Niners lost. So I'm thinking like, man, it's one of these wonky week twos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man. So I was a little bit antsy, man.
No, I hear you, and I totally agree. But I was just antsy just because I wanted to get going. You know, I wanted to get there and get it done. I got one more. Watch this. These are my confessions. Ron Hughley is the reason you should never, ever, ever, ever make a bet that lasts more than one day or one moment. Dude, he's had it with that hair.
Yes, he's
had it.
I keep trying to tell him, I think it's good. I think it looks good.
I think it look all right, man.
Yes, but he's had it.
He just got to get a haircut, man.
And for those don't know, what was the actual bet? It was the...
That the Astros won't sweep the...
The Royals.
Yeah.
And he dyed his hair blonde. Dude, that's enough. Let him grow it back. Let him do something or whatever.
I don't think that's a decision. I don't think he can just decide that like it's that's where he's at.
Dye it back. Oh, shave your head. Something.
Nah, he just got to let that roll.
You can never make bets that go like 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. You know that it's going to be still there.
Yeah.
Just do your helmet. You know, like I did. get it over with.
He loves that helmet. He really does.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to do it every day for 5 weeks. Or whatever it's going to end up being.
That sounds like a challenge. I feel like we can make it there for 5 weeks. That's probably a good way to go. But Ron looked good. He's handling it like a champ.
I think it looked fine, man.
He's handling it like a champ.
He's not handling it as good as you think.
He's not enjoying it, but like on the outside, it looks good.
We got to get Lopez to do a bet like that.
Nope. Did you just hear me?
Hear me out. Not blind. You, if you lose a bet, you got to go all black.
No,
Jet black.
I just said. He's Jet the black. Reason. Come he's on, the man. Reason. He's the example that you never do those.
What's
types
wrong
of
with Jet Black though?
It's not me.
Come on. You was jet black at one point.
Brown, but yes.
Or just go back brown.
Yeah.
Just go.
Or put my fro back. Get my fro back on.
The Just for Men?
Yeah.
The Just for Men going?
Go all the way brown, like the old days.
I would look like an idiot.
All right, I got one more. I got one more. Watch this. These are my confessions. Gentlemen, I am fighting a losing battle on remembering names. I've been meeting so many fine folks, especially on a day like yesterday.
Yeah.
When we were out tailgating, all sorts of, you mentioned the sisters that were on opposite sides mm-hmm. of this. I do the thing where I try and make sure I say the name a few times to remind myself. And buddy, I can't pull it off of I have no idea those fine women that we were talking
now
to.
You
the
got
sisters,
me thinking. I can't remember it either.
There's so
What's
many
my man's name.
One was Michelle.
That's your guess is as good as mine. I say that to say it's no disrespect to all the people mm-hmm. that we're meeting, because really
it was a lot of fun.
A lot of people showed us a lot of love, and I appreciate it. I'm losing. I'm losing.
I'm the same way. I can sit there and shake your hand. Hey, what's your name? Oh, pleasure to meet you. Turn around twice. What's your name again? I totally forgot.
Yeah.
I would miss somebody's name.
And so with that being the case, please understand, if I ask you for your name again, it's no disrespect to you. It's all me. I'm not winning when it comes to remembering these names.
So this is true.
Again, those are our lunchtime confessions here, Sports Radio 610 in the loop. It was fun tailgating and meeting the people, man. I can't wait to get it going again here in a couple weeks when Jacksonville comes in. But here we go. Coming up next in the loop, where do the Texans stand amongst all the 2-0 teams in the land? Let's talk about that next.
Monday Night Football is on Sports Radio 610. The Falcons and Eagles face off in Philadelphia. Hear it tonight at 7 on your home for the NFL on Westwood One. Sports Radio 610.
Doorbuster deals are coming during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Starting September 16th, save on a DeWalt 12-volt Max Extreme Drill Driver Combo Kit or a DeWalt 12-volt Max Extreme Impact Driver. Your choice for just $99. Plus, save $80 on a Bosch 18-volt Brushless Cordless Impact Driver. Was $179, now just $99. Shop these deals and more before they're gone, because Lowe's knows pros. Valid 9/16 through 9/18. Selection varies by location.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Let's talk about R Vision Homes, y'all, the Houston area's premier turnkey custom home builder. A lot of y'all may not even know exactly what turnkey means. Hell, I didn't when I first met these guys. Well, it's simple. It means they take care of everything from start to finish. Site prep work, property and plan design, construction, to all the necessary permitting and HOA paperwork needed along the way. There's a reason R Vision Homes has been leading the pack for 17 years and they remain at the top today. R Vision Homes, your turnkey custom home builder. Open 7 days a week. Call today or visit rvisionhomes.com to get inspired. R Vision Homes, where your vision is our vision.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, and quite another navigating the world of negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. Guidance from an agent who's a realtor can make all the difference, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know what makes summer feel like summer? Firing up the grill with Kingsford Original Charcoal. The sound, the smell,
burgers are done.
The taste.
That is good.
Kingsford Original gives your favorite foods that smoky wood-fired flavor you can't get anywhere else. So, grab a bag of Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert, and let's celebrate summer the Kingsford way. Kingsford.com.
Get a free estimate from Generator Supercenter, the nation's number one Generac dealer. GeneratorSupercenter.com.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Caleb Williams gets the snap. Caleb Williams in trouble, and Danielle Hunter can't get him down. Williams escapes to the right, throws downfield, and intercepted by Lassiter. Runs upfield, 45, and he's out of bounds inside the 45-yard line. The rookie with his first INT.
One got away earlier in this game. Not that one. Stingley, I see you, and I'll raise you one interception.
Yeah, man. It's fun. Texans, victory. Monday, get used to it, Texans fans. Feels like it's going to keep happening. 2-0 for your Houston Texans after a 19-13 victory over the Chicago Bears. Get involved with the programs. 713-572-4610. Where do these Texans rank amongst the 2-0s in the NFL? It's funny, as I was looking at, all right, I want to come back with a highlight. Who we highlighting? That's Kamari Lassiter, but I was which he obviously deserved it, getting an interception. Shout out to the turnover defense, as we rightfully predicted. But offensively, it's like, man, there's not a play that sticks out as like, oh man, huge gaining game play, because last week it felt like there was so many of those, and you look at it and they didn't really have that many like giant big plays this week
in terms of yardage. No.
Yardage wise, yeah,
they had some big crucial plays to get them into field goal position, and of course of the Nico touchdown, but not. I think I saw 23 yards was their longest play, at least going into the fourth quarter. But yeah, I mean, they still had some very crucial plays, and most of their big moments were on the defensive side.
All right, so there's 2-0 teams all the way around, and of course we got one more game to go that might see us add some 2-0s. But let's work with what we've got right now, right? So in the AFC, there are five. Clearly, actually, you know what? Let's do a little guessing game, see how John Lopez, oh, well, he's got it up now. Damn it.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to see if I could get him before he got there. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so there's the Houston Texans, there's Los Angeles Chargers, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's in the AFC. NFC has four more as well. New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, shout out to Fig calling that one, Seattle Seahawks, and next week's week three opponent for your Texans, Minnesota Vikings. So how do you want to focus just on the AFC here? You want to take this all the way around?
I want to do, because the way you put it is like, you know, how do they stack up amongst the 2-0 teams?
Yeah, man.
Where would you put them right now? I think there's a very clear number. Now, let me qualify it. We always used to say and have said and probably will continue to say the Chiefs are the best team. The Chiefs are the best team.
And that's kind of
but that's sort of like in a larger picture.
Yes, it is a career achievement in some ways.
Yes.
It's almost the Astros thing where you keep getting back to these championship series,
yes,
or in their case, the championship games and Super Bowls. We learn our lesson than ever going against you, right? We're like, we're just going to put you there until you fail us, and then we'll change the way.
But let's set that aside, and let's just base it on what we have seen in 2 weeks. What we have seen in 2 weeks. I don't think the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. Like, again, they're the team to beat, and they will be, but I don't think they're the best team in the NFL. We saw what they did against the Ravens. It was a good game, but, you know, whatever. And then they flat out should have lost yesterday.
Can I work backwards a little bit here?
Yeah.
Can we just go ahead and sort out the chaff that way? The Pittsburgh Steelers don't feel like they need to really be in this conversation.
No.
Shout out to them and Mike Tomlin getting wins where wins, you know, just to do it.
It's kind of like, I think he was quick with that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that season. Remember when they went 11-0?
Yeah.
And it was just that
year made fake. Me so mad.
That's fool's gold.
Because
right
everybody
there.
Was like, yo, when you're 11-0, you're good. I'm like, no, they're not playing good football.
They were not good, man.
All right, so we can get them out of here. Is there another team that you feel like we can get out of here? Because
I, as much respect as I have for their head coach, I think the Chargers.
You think that's fool's gold?
Maybe not to that extent that you just described, but they've beaten the Panthers and the Raiders.
Okay, they haven't shown you enough just yet.
Yeah. So, and I know the Raiders had their moment yesterday, but I'd put the Chargers there.
I was like, okay, I thought that'd be a lot easier to knock someone's out, but.
Where do you put the Vikings?
They're interesting. Like, they clearly have a pretty solid, they have some pieces around Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold is playing very well in a way that I did not anticipate, in a way that's making me reconsider some things.
Yeah, and then, too, if you look around that division, like, I don't know what Green Bay going to be without their quarterback.
Yeah.
You got Detroit. I mean, I think they'll be fine, but Chicago look pretty rough right now.
Yeah. They absolutely do. But they beat the Giants and obviously Daniel Jones hasn't been much, but then they come back and beat I'll keep them in the list. I'm not gonna put them out.
All right. So now at least we knocked out the Pittsburgh Steelers. We did a thing.
Yeah.
All right. So you want let's do it. Kansas City, do you feel like they are one?
I do not. I wouldn't put the Chiefs as the best 2-0 team that we've seen thus far. I think there's a very simple answer. I think we all know it.
You're going with the New Orleans Saints.
It's the New Orleans Saints. I mean, what they're doing is not fool's gold. It's not something that you think, you know, is going to go away. What was the stat? 14 straight drives, something like that, that Derek Carr has led them to points? 14 straight?
Yeah. that they have some special on offense there, and they've been stacking, you know, talent in some ways. It just felt like quarterback play had not been there in a way that it needed to, and then they brought in Derek Carr, and I was like, good luck with that. Derek Carr looks the part on paper, but it seems like he's never getting the most out of it. And all due respect to Clint Kubiak out there.
He is,
you know, brought that out of Derek Carr, where that vertical element that he has available to him that he doesn't usually tap into. He is doing that, and that's a world of difference in the way that they're going about
things. They're the best team in the NFL, right?
They're real dangerous. So,
through 2 weeks.
All right.
How about you? Would you agree?
I feel that way.
Yeah.
And I am shocked and astonished that I feel that way, but I do feel that way with that being the case. Like, at that point, is there anybody else that you feel like is clearly ahead of the teams that we're talking about, specifically with the Texans?
I would say the Chiefs are right there. Even though I just said that they're not my number one, they're still – impressed. That was a good win against the Ravens, and even though they should have lost, they won. You know, even though the referees gave it to them, they won.
And then you could point again to the Bengals game again in that same way, where it's like they played it tight, but they ultimately got over a team that is pretty good. We're watching that space to see if the Bengals remain in that space, or if maybe they're shifting away from being there. But I think that's fair, especially with the kind of the deference that you give to a team like that.
Yeah.
Once you get those teams out of here, who are you looking at then?
I think the Texans are right there. I think the Texans are right with the Bills and Figgy, the Bucks.
That was one that I'm looking at. Because the Bucks, solid defensive team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, Dave Canales, who name is in the news right now.
we'll get to that.
I wonder why.
but Dave Canales, I was like, okay, is he the reason why, or did he play a huge role in helping Baker Mayfield, you know, resurge a little bit with his offense? And I was like, all right, so is that sustainable? Can we anticipate that with Dave Canales gone, that'll continue? And the answer has been yes early.
Like, yeah.
Baker has looked really good getting the ball to some incredible playmakers there. And you add an offense with a defense that's capable in the way that they are.
And give it to Baker. I mean, that guy just keeps on going, man.
Yeah.
Just keeps on going. But I would say Saints 1, Chiefs 2, and then throw a hat on the Bucks and the Texans and the Bills. I've not been a Bills believer the entire offseason. It's kind of hard. I mean, they whacked the Dolphins. And the Cardinals are pretty dang good. And they beat the Cardinals in week one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say those three, you can throw a hat on them.
So in the way that it's shaping out is that we feel like, all right, New Orleans, Kansas City, they're up there because of the performances that they've given, partially also because of the teams that they've played against mm-hmm. early. Now, the Panthers were one of the Saints oppositions, but they blew them out of the water in the way that you're supposed to beat a bad team.
Yeah.
So that I think that is what's pushing them high. Kansas City gets a couple of wins. But once you get past that, I don't think there's a team that we feel super confident is better than these Texans right now. And that's with after a performance where, you know, the Texans offense did not cover themselves in glory. There was a lot of discipline
mm-hmm.
issues, I guess is the way that I'll call it. And we'll talk about that more in this next segment. But they have not played their best game yet.
And no, they have not.
They've gotten a couple of wins, and it feels like they're still in good position.
How are we feeling about Seattle?
I don't feel like I've watched them enough early.
Broncos at home early, they beat. And then they go to the Patriots, who have done quite well in their first week. So I think they're a notch below, but you have to give them credit for that.
Yeah, look.
The Vikings, for that matter.
Yeah, the Vikings, I think, I'm more interested and more intrigued in because I've always known Kevin O'Connell has a mm-hmm. has a good offense. And it seems like you're getting somebody who's capable of running it at a higher level than Kirk Cousins, which that's a fun concept to think about as well. Hello, Falcons fans. But, Seattle, they're getting tough wins in some ways. And I think with the new head coach, Mike McDonald, I feel like that's just that's something that we'll continue to watch. But I think that's just like they're being gritty in a way that he wants them to
yeah.
be. We talked about the idea that they like being physical in the offseason. They're just fighting folks.
Mm-hmm.
Houston in that place where in the AFC, I think there's only one team that you feel like, all right, they're definitely in a better place. And some of that is just because we give them deference. Texans doing a good job, but they still need to get some things in order.
And then the other part of this, if you want to kind of split it between the NFL, all of a sudden, the AFC looks very gettable.
Yes.
Very gettable in the AFC. We talked about the Steelers and the teams and the Chargers that I'm not necessarily believing in. You might believe in them a little bit more. We'll see. Respect to their coach, of course.
They tote the rock.
Yeah, they do. Bills, I do respect a lot, and I'm so far very wrong on how they're going to respond this year. Chiefs are still the Chiefs. But after that, I mean, right now it's Bills, Chiefs, and Texans, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on in Baltimore.
Yeah. 0-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some of what's going on. They didn't invest in offensive line. They thought that they could, figure it out. And early on in the season, even if they do get better, early on in the season is when you're susceptible.
Mm-hmm.
And that has shown to be the case thus far. But great thing for the Texans. Still room to grow, and they've got a little bit of a challenge coming up in week three versus the Vikings, who are another one of those 2-0s. But at the very least, you're in great company as a 2-0.
Yeah.
And it feels like even as they have not given you their best shot yet, they're still in a great, great spot. So there you go. What's happening with the 2-0s and your Texans. But coming up next, it's a victory Monday. The drive would say it's a Mad Dog Monday, but God bless him.
Yeah, I saw Tyler packing some Mad Dog
when
he walked by a second ago. Bless his heart.
God bless him. But it's a victory Monday. However, you can't not address some of the things that you saw negatively. So let's do a victory Monday nitpick. What are the things that, even in a victory, we got to pick at? We'll talk about it next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.